Lesson 29, Understanding and Caring. I have many different feelings, and my feelings change during the course of the day. I wake up feeling excited, but then I get irritated because my mother scolds me for not helping her in the kitchen. I am disappointed because I didn't get good marks on a test, even though I studied very hard. I'm jealous of my best friend because she has new clothes. I feel hurt when someone ignores me or says something mean to me or makes fun of me. I feel impatient when I have to wait for a bus in the hot sun. Sometimes I feel so happy that I sing and dance for no reason. Sometimes I cry when I see a sad movie or feel lonely or think that no one understands me. At other times I get so angry that I want to scream. I go through many emotions all in one day. Sometimes the feelings change very quickly without warning. Our teacher told us that it is very normal to have such feelings. She said, it can be very hard to control our feelings, but there is a way we can manage our emotions. Our teacher said, if you understand that other people have the same feelings just like you do, you can learn to be patient with them. You can learn to be kind, caring, compassionate, and understanding with other people. After all, they are just like you. She said we should treat everyone we meet with respect and kindness. So now I want to understand how other people feel. I can then support and help them. I can try to comfort them, or I can leave them alone if that is what they want. When something happens to someone, whether it is good or bad, I can imagine how I would feel if the same thing happened to me. I can understand how the person is feeling. When I understand this, I can show the person that I care. If I'm not sure how someone is feeling, I can ask, "How do you feel?" Then I can listen to them. Listening shows that I respect the person and that I want to understand their feelings. We can learn how someone is feeling by watching how they act. We can understand their emotions by studying their expressions and their body language. When someone frowns or scowls or shouts and yells, we know they are angry or irritated. If they smile, we know they are happy and relaxed. If they cry, we know they are sad or upset or troubled. I can remember when I have felt the same way. I can imagine how I might feel. I can ask and listen. I can show I care. Understanding each other helps us get along. It feels good to understand and care.